ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام می‌گذاره، همه این ارزش‌ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali alayhi salam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
Universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام أولى الناس بالكرم من عرفت به الكرام.
Amir al-Mu'minin Imam Ali alayhi salam stated, "The most appropriate person for an honorable position is he who descends from the people of honor."
Welcome back, dear friends. It's wonderful to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the programs To My Brother, and we were discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. Dear friends, you know, we see in the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam that there is one thing of the many things that Imam Ali emphasized and he really focused on. Is this idea of praiseworthy deeds, meaning Imam Ali alayhi salam, via his own universal persona and via his sayings and his manners and his morals and his ethics and his behaviors, he always emphasized praiseworthy actions, meaning just knowledge of good is not enough. Knowledge of good is the first step, but action upon that good is the final step, and it is the step which completes knowledge, for knowledge comes with action. And with action
when you continue on, with action comes more knowledge, and with that more knowledge comes more action, and so on and so forth, until a human being attains a level of perfection. Here, Imam Ali alayhi salam, he says that people are the offsprings of their own deeds. Allahu Akbar. Well, let's continue. And then he says, for it is true that people are attributed to their family and their father and their ancestors for their identity, but praiseworthy deeds make them independent of being attributed to their ancestors. So first and foremost, yes, we are attributed to our father and our mother and our family and our ancestors, right? This is where our lineage is coming from. But more important than our lineage, and truly, we are the offspring of our own deeds. And praiseworthy deeds are what makes us independent of being attributed to our ancestors. So, for example, if we go to the early era of Islam, we find that in the house of the wife of Abu Sufyan. So Abu Sufyan, of course, was one of the original enemies of the Holy Prophet, and a very severe enemy of the Holy Prophet. His wife was Hinda. And so Hinda's father was an enemy of the Holy Prophet. Hinda herself was the enemy of the Holy Prophet. She even ate, cut out the liver of the Shaheed Hamza, the uncle of the Prophet, and ate it. This is historical text. The brother of Hinda, one of the brothers, was also the enemy of the Holy Prophet. But this younger brother, or at least the other brother, he was actually a supporter of the Holy Prophet. So this whole family of Hinda was the enemy of the Holy Prophet, but this one brother was the supporter of the Holy Prophet. He fought alongside the Holy Prophet. And so here is where we understand this this tradition or this statement of Amir al-Mu'mineen, the commander of the faithful. Yes, this person was by bloodline attributed to the enemies of Islam. But because of his praiseworthy actions, he became independent of being attributed to his ancestors and his family members. And rather, he was attributed as being the offspring of his own righteous actions. And so we too, brothers and sisters, yes, we are attributed to our families and our ancestors and our parents, but more so we are attributed to our own deeds, so we must make our deeds the best of deeds, the most righteous and noble of deeds. A profound lesson, beautiful indeed, brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
صبحاً وكل أشرب أيام تبقى عيني بدمع مشتاق قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولها ولا راغي
تمام ارزش ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general whether a muslim non-muslim or even a disbeliever respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib. This means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Now we invite you to listen to Sheikh Ja'far Ja'far.
We are on two sides. Either you love Ali ibn Abi Talib or you hate Ali ibn Abi Talib. That's if you know Ali ibn Abi Talib. And that is why we find a hadith from our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. أَنَّهُ قَالْ لِعَلِيٍّ يَا عَلِي لَا يُحِبُّكَ إِلَّا مُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا يُبْغِذُكَ إِلَّا مُنَافِقٍ. He says, oh Ali, no. That those who love you, that is a sign of iman. Yeah? And for those who hate you, that is a sign of nifaq, hypocrisy in their hearts. Now, we need to look, before we describe what is it about Imam Ali alayhi salam that makes him loved and hated at the same time so much, we need to have an introduction to understand this whole idea or this concept of this jazibiyah, as it is known in Arabic, this attraction. So now when we think about this power of attraction and repulsion, people and human beings normally fall into one camp. So you're in one camp when it comes to this power of attraction and repulsion. The first camp is for those people who neither have repulsion nor do they have attraction. These are people who want to stay under the radar. They don't want to make waves. Yeah, they don't want to pick a side. Yeah, they say, I'll do whatever. They stay under the radar. Whether you are there, people don't know. Whether you are not there, people don't know. Nobody cares. Nobody likes them. Nobody hates them. These are people who think that this is the best way to live. And in fact, this is a very cowardly way to live. This is not the way we are told in Islam to live. In Islam, we are told to love, and in Islam, we are told to hate. A man comes up to our sixth imam, a man by the name of Fudail bin Yasar. He comes up to our sixth imam, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam. And he says, Ya Aba Abdullah alayhi salam, he says, Ya Ibn Rasulillah, anil hubbi wal bughd amin al-Iman? Is love and hatred part of faith or not? Yes? Or do I just become a very nice person? I don't love anybody, but hey, I don't hate anybody. Yeah? So I'm okay. He says, is it part of faith? The Imam alayhi salam replies, Halil iman illa al-hubbi wal-bughd? Is faith anything else but love and hate? Yeah? Our entire concept of faith is based on love and hate, not who I love. Who I love absolutely has no bearing on it. Who I hate absolutely has no bearing on it. It is who Allah loves, I love. Who Allah hates, I hate. And this is supplied to us from the Holy Quran. The Imam continues and he says, ثُمَّ تَلَى هَذِهِ الْآيَةِ. That means the Imam then recited this verse of the Quran. He says, حَبَّبَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْإِيمَانِ وَزَيَّنَهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made beautiful for you iman and those who have iman, and he has made this something desirable for your heart. Therefore, when you see somebody who is on iman, you automatically love that person. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wa karraha, he has made it detestable for you, something hated. Ilaykum al kufru wal fusuq wal isyan. He has made disbelief something naturally that you would hate in your heart.
Thank you.
listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.